Hi, everybody. Magdalene by Cricker Zorab. The heavy makeup on her face could not hide the natural beauty of a teenage girl. The flamboyance of her careless attire, the gaudy blues and reds of her dresses, the loose black stockings that had to be constantly hitched up was, I thought, her own private revenge against the notion of propriety. When she gazed at you with her large, luminous eyes, it felt like a velvety touch upon the skin. The tresses of her abundant and artificially dyed hair, which were always in disarray, tumbled around her shoulders, giving her head a slight backward slant as if by their weight. She ushered me into her tiny fourth floor flat, and assuming a droll air, she showed me a big, wide, deep bed that occupied nearly half the room. Walking into me, so I fell backwards upon it, she lowered herself just above my lips and whispered, "I wonder what we'll do now." Then she curled up beside me, making herself as small as a kitten, and nestled her head on my chest. She began asking all about me. Before I could answer, though, she started talking about herself. "My poor mom died 2 years ago. I never got to know my father. I do have a sister, younger sister and brother, both in school. I support them, but enough." As though remembering why we were there, she pressed her lips against mine and rolled upon me. Just as I was about to reciprocate, she bolted up. "Nothing doing," she said. "Today is Good Friday. What are you, an infidel?" So do you plan on taking communion?" she asked intently. I haven't thought about it. Are you?" She gasped and said, "They don't give communion to the likes of us." "Why not?" "Because we can't repent knowing that the very next day we'll be committing the same exact sin. And if I don't sin, who will look after my brother and sister? How old are you anyway?" 20, I said nervously. She said she had just turned 17. When I started detailing the hypocrisy of the church, and how if they wanted to be consistent, they shouldn't give communion to politicians, businessmen, or others who had turned sin into a livelihood, she stopped me with a kiss, and as if she hadn't heard any of my rant, she stated, "I'm going to church right now. Come back after Easter. I'll be waiting. Promise me you won't see another woman in the meantime." I promised, and afterwards, I remained devoted entirely to her for a full year. She may have been unschooled and plebeian, her love may have been of the mercenary variety, but she was a thoroughly honest and decent person, which might unfortunately explain her widespread popularity among every man who crossed her path. One evening, as I happened to be passing by her building, I noticed a mob out front, all vying to see what was up. As I stepped closer, I saw a pair of policemen exiting. When I asked someone what was going on, he replied, "A girl was just stabbed." A cold chill ran down my spine. I pushed through the crowd and ran up the stairs to her tiny apartment. It was packed with various riffraff, many her clientels. A doctor was nodding dismally. Squeezing through, I saw her lying on the bed. Uncharacteristically, she was wearing a dazzling white dress. Only on the left breast, I saw a burgundy bloodstain, like a rose in an immaculate field. Soon, as she caught sight of me, she gave me a slight smile. She expressed a final request to take communion. Someone ran out, only to return minutes later to say the priest had refused. Perhaps because she had nothing left to wait for, she died. Despite the crowd of brutes who were periodically graced by her tenderness, none, except her brother and sister, shed a single tear for Magdalene. Thank you.